each and every one. And we do give everyone a warm welcome into our service this morning, and we appreciate the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And we appreciate the Lord, and I really believe with a brother Gary at the start, I believe that was a spirit exhortation that came on a brother. I believe that. And I believe God was speaking to us. Praise God, I really believe that. And the Lord has definitely spoken to us this morning. And so many things a brother said with what I want to preach about this morning, and I won't try and be too long, but I'm going to be long enough. I'm not probably more than 2 hours. I'm getting you worried, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Praise God. Now, I won't keep you too long. With communion was announced, I don't know if everybody heard it or not, but we had communion, but I want to have communion this morning. We hear, as the Spirit said, if we've been all saying, we want to think about the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
We want to worship the Lord. It's all about Him. It's not about me. It's not about you.
Glory.
It's all about Him.
Amen.
He's the one. Praise God. I want to thank our sister Carl for her effort this year in the Sunday school. And I believe God spoke this morning, and many believes that. Don't be judging. And a lot of people can say, somebody shouldn't do this, somebody shouldn't do that, I could do this and I could do that. But many times when it comes to it, nobody wants to do nothing. And I thank God for those that step up, that are willing to do it, and do it. And a lot of people say what should be done, but nothing's done sometimes. But I thank God for those that are willing to do things for the Lord. And that's everybody that's willing, even to come here this morning, or maybe not many in number this morning. And I know there is sickness going around, and I appreciate that, and we thank the Lord He's a healer. But I appreciate Sister Carol, Sister Alva as well, and Brother Mark, and Brother Jeff, and all the brethren, and our Brother Gary for the song leading, and Matthew even on this. Here, and he puts the messages on the website. There's a lot of people listening in on them messages. Well, you maybe wouldn't think about, but they are. And we just appreciate everyone this morning, praise God, for their effort this year. And the year's gone quick, and there's many things we maybe wanted to do, but we didn't do, but we just appreciate the Lord. So the Lord bless each one. Last night was a great success.
Amen.
There was a lot more maybe could have came, but there was 50 of us. It was a great success. And you know, I didn't want to have a Christmas party like a lot of places have it, and I'm serious about that. What I mean by that is I didn't want a disco. A lot of churches, when it comes to Christmas, they say, let your hair down. And they think of that song that the boy sang, and I won't even mention his name, but let your hair down type of thing, and you can have a disco and a bit of a drink. Well, I believe as Christians, you wouldn't be interested in a disco.
Amen.
And you can let your hair down all the time if you want. Glory. In honor of Christmas.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we had good testimonies in song, and Charlie Weir gave us testimony, Rodney Addison gave us testimony, and Charlie's daughter, she can sing.
Amen.
Now, talk about a young girl who can sing. The Spirit of God was on her singing.
Amen.
And even Rodney's wife and his two daughters says that was the Nightingales. These brothers have probably heard them before. I never did. But it was really good, and everybody enjoyed it. And was, the Bonville was a real hit. It was a hit, wasn't it, brothers?
Amen.
Praise God. I had been there a few weeks before, and I knew it was going to be a hit. And I thank God it was a hit.
Amen.
Praise God. We got a good feed. Got a good dessert. Praise God. And it was great.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord for it. Praise God. Let's turn in our Bibles, and our brother mentioned this, so many things, our brother, and I believe it was the spirit of exhortation, and that's what we need. That's a gift of the Spirit. How many knows that?
Amen.
There's a gift of exhortation. And when God wants to come and do that, we want that.
Amen.
Amen. And prophecy is a gift as well. God wants to come and do that, we want that. And tongues and all the different gifts, we want the gifts of the Spirit. And all the gifts of the Spirit is to edify God's people. Praise God. Let's read Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Praise God. And I won't be too long this morning. I'm just going to try and be about 20 minutes, then we'll have communion. Praise the Lord. And don't forget, Somebody said to me last night, we don't have an evening service now. Well, we do. We have a service every Sunday at 3:30. Most people voted for it. I never decided it by myself. Most of us wanted it at 3:30. That's why we have it. So we do have a service at 3:30. I want to see as many as you can coming. Bring somebody with you. Get into the house of God. Then you're home early and you can sit at the fire, do whatever you want. Or if you want to go somewhere else for an hour meeting, that's great. Go ahead and go. If you want to have an outreach in the evening, good. I'm all for it.
Amen.
If you want an hour service somewhere else, I'll go a long ways.
Amen.
I'm all on for it. Praise God. Amen. But we want the house to come to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to have it and nobody comes to it.
Amen.
We want to have a time that everybody wants to come and meet and come to the house of the Lord. And there's no way I can finish this all this morning. There's things in this. And I brought this last year, but I wasn't satisfied on the verse abroad. And I prayed about it, and the Lord's given me something from this more this year. Praise God. Let's read this, verse 23 of Matthew 21. And God bless each one of you. Praise God. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Let's bow our heads, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for your lovely presence of the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you and praise you for your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who left the glory and splendor of heaven above, took upon him the form of a man, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. How we bless thy lovely name that you shed your precious blood on the cross to wash away all our sins. We thank you that God on the third day raised you from the dead.
Amen.
And you're now alive and alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
How we praise your name, Lord Jesus. Father, bless every brother and every sister in this room this morning. Bless every boy and every girl in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray also for this wee prayer request, for this young person that's been in an accident, that Brother Matthew knows. May you touch them and may you be with them, and may the Spirit of the Lord move them in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Lord, we would ask for your help in this service. We would ask, Lord, that you'd speak to our hearts again, and we'll be thankful for it. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you, you do. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, maybe seated. Praise God. I'm going to watch the clock because I don't want to be too long. And I want us to have communion. Praise God. And Isaiah 7, verse 14, it says this: Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
Amen.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel.
Right.
This is what Christmas is all about, really. We could get into all the dates and all that. I don't want to do that. We know what it's about. We know what we're here for. We're here to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to think of Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. And I want to take for the text this morning, God with us. And I want us to see that it is God with us. Now our text speaks of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For they said he shall call his name Emmanuel. Now children are often called after friends or relations or mothers or fathers. But there's sometimes no special role in what a children's name is. But that wasn't the way in the olden times. And names in the olden times meant something, and scriptural names mean something. There's something in a name. Praise God. And there's something about a name. Praise God. Now remember that the Bible says, his name shall be above every other name.
Amen.
So in this name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is a name that's not an ordinary name. It's a name that's above every other name. So there's no name above the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God with us.
Glory.
Not just God above you. the case in the name ascribed to the Lord Jesus. There's something special about this name. In verse 21 of Matthew 1, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
Nobody else could save nobody from sin.
Amen.
Only
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No other man, no other angel, no other giant being. There's nothing or nobody could do it. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the words of John. John says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
Amen.
Jesus Christ is God's appointed taken away of sin.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, that's what he is. He's the one God from eternity appointed to be the taken away of sin. Thank God for the name Jesus.
Amen.
We do not hear of any of the apostles calling him Emmanuel, but they use the words that mean the same thing. They don't call him maybe Emmanuel many times you read it, but they do use the words that mean the same thing, God with us. This clearly shows God was with us in the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a gracious fact of the highest importance that since Christ was born into the world, God's with us. Now, I want to divide this text into two parts. Firstly, God. Then, God with us. So firstly, you have God. And when you think about God, no man can see God and live. You can't look at God. You perish. The Bible, all through the Old Testament, constantly refers to that. No man can see God and live. And Moses wanted to see God. And God let him see the back parts of him. And you know, when Moses met with God on the mount, his face shone. And people couldn't even look at Moses. He had to feel his face. That's how glorious God is. But then you've got God, and then you've God with us. The deity of our Lord Jesus Christ is a fundamental fact of Christian doctrine. Deity.
Yes.
Now what deity means, now we do not believe in this fellowship, I don't believe in just plain deity. Now listen to me this morning. I believe in the supreme deity of Jesus Christ. Not just deity, but the supreme deity. That means that God is actually in Christ, therefore Jesus Christ is God in flesh.
Amen.
Not just a prophet.
Amen.
Not just a good man. But he is superior to all that.
Amen.
He is a prophet. He is a good man. But he is indeed, as C.H. Spurgeon says, the God-man. God in Christ, God with us. Let me read you a statement from C.H. Spurgeon. "But let it remain as a matter of faith that Jesus Christ, even he who lay in Bethlehem's manger, was carried in a woman's arms and lived a suffering life and died on a malefactor's cross, was nevertheless God over all, blessed forever, upholding all things by the word of his power."
Amen.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ, God with us. His words were more than just words spoken by an angel. The words of the Lord are more than words just spoken by an angel.
Amen.
Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they're life."
Amen.
He went further than that. When he spoke to them and he spoke over them, he says, "You're now clean through the words I have spoken on you." The words of Jesus Christ can clean you and cleanse you and purify you. That's how powerful the words of the Lord are. There's no other words like that. There's words that can damage you. There's words that can do you harm. But the words of Jesus will bless you. They will clean you. They will heal you. They will save you. They will uplift you and they'll magnify God. God with us. Hebrews 2 verse 2 to 3 says, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?"
Amen.
This word of salvation came by the Lord. It was pronounced by angels. It was declared by later that he says, though I come in the volume of a book, it is written of me. That's the Lord God with us. Hallelujah. He was not just some good man or person elevated into the Godhead. Many would try and brainwash us with that, but that's not it. He was God. As some people suggest, but he was God, the very God manifested in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:19 tells us, to wit that God was in Christ. In him. Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Right.
He was as surely God as he can be.
Amen.
Not only would the great strength of our hope be gone, but as this text, he was God veiled in human flesh.
Right.
So behind the body of Jesus, or the veil, was God. Just like in the Old Testament, they had the badger skin over the tabernacle. If you looked at it, all you seen was badger skin. There was nothing beautiful about that skin over the old tabernacle in the Old Testament in the wilderness. But if you were to peel back the badger skin, you would see the red, the scarlet, the purple. You would see all the beautiful colors. And every one of them colors speaks to us of the glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The red speaks to us of his blood. The purple speaks to us of his royalty, for he is a king. And the white speaks to us of his righteousness, for there's none righteous like the Lord of all glory.
Hallelujah.
Then you could go even further. The Shekinah glory come down beyond that badger skin veil into the Shekinah presence where the mercy seat was, came the Shekinah glory. Now Jesus Christ is our mercy seat.
Glory.
Because God comes into that person. God's behind that flesh, that veil. That's where our mercy seat is.
Amen.
It's not in a church. It's not in a pope. It's not in an organization. But our mercy seat is in no other place.
Amen.
Only in the person
glory
of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where mercy is this morning. Mercy's in the Lord.
Amen.
You're not finding it anywhere else.
Amen.
I tell you, but it's in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this, the great mighty conqueror. But inside there dwelt none other but Almighty God. The great and mighty one, he could recreate. He could recreate things. He could speak. What he asked for would be given at the very second. But he humbled himself. He kept low. He wanted to give an example. He wanted to be right. The right kind of a conqueror. And he was. Now he proved himself to be that.
Amen.
Jesus could have did anything. But he humbled himself to his Father's will. Humbled himself. The Lord was humble. And I tell you, we want to be humble. Now I'm just on my first thought. Praise God. The first thing, let us admire this truth. God is with us.
Amen.
That's a truth we need to admire. That's a truth that we need to study. That in itself is a message that you can't preach in one service or two services.
Amen.
Or three or four. That is a continuance of God being with us.
Amen.
Through all this life's pilgrimage.
Amen.
God with us. God that made all things should assume the nature of one. His own creatures, lowered himself, and he took upon him a form of a man. That the self-existing the existent should be united with the dependent and deprived, an almighty link with the feeble and the mortal. We can clearly see before us that Jehovah, he never took the place of some great noble or spiritual being, such as a seraph or a cherubim, but God became one man in the lowly person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lowered himself a little lower than the angels. God did. God wanted to come to us. Now God could not come to us the way he was, but he can descend it. That's what the word of God says. So that he could come to us and reach us. So that all that Adam had lost, the second Adam, which was the Lord from glory, could restore.
Glory.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
For that.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Amen.
Philippians 2:7, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Jesus Christ was so humble, he became me and you.
Right.
And as a brother mentioned and said earlier, and it's so true, when you couldn't even, look, don't ever think you're so big. We were as dust.
Right.
We were as a worm.
That's right.
Jacob called himself a worm.
Amen.
But it was God's mercy that saves us.
Yeah.
It was Jesus that lowered himself so they could reach us worms.
Hallelujah.
Us that were but dust.
Hallelujah.
That we could be called the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Because of what he done.
Right. Right.
Not because of what you can do or I can do. None is righteous, no, not one. But Jesus Christ is the righteous one.
Amen.
Sent to seek and to save.
Right.
Thank God he's a Savior.
Right.
Remember that in the person of Christ, manhood was not merely a quickened spirit, but also a suffering one. Hungry, dying, flesh and blood, the Lord taken all to himself. All the materialism which makes up a body, and a body is after all but the dust of the earth. We cannot comprehend how much of a stoop it was for God thus to dwell in human flesh, and so God with us. God took a stoop down. He condescended. This is God Almighty that spoke the world into being. Listen, he knows about the stars of the heavens, all of them by name. This is that God that thought so much of one wee boy, of one wee girl, that he said, I'm coming down.
Amen.
And I'll make a body and I'll dwell in it.
That's
and
right.
I'll save you.
That's
how much God loved us.
Amen.
Praise God. Not only did God come to us through his Son, but remember, a fallen humanity. We all were rebellious people away from God.
Right.
All of us. All mankind was lost in sin and rebellion, Romans 8 verse 3. For what the law could not do, then in it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son, in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. A brother mentioned it even this morning. He condemned sin in the flesh. He overcame the devil in a body like yours and mine, and he gave us a key. He gave us a secret. A secret how we can overcome.
Amen.
That we don't need to go down to defeat in anything.
Amen.
But Jesus given a key and a secret. And that key and the secret is, it is written.
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone,
amen,
but by every word.
Amen.
That proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord.
Amen.
Last night when a brother Rodney gave his testimony, and he was in and had to get cancer removed of him, and people said all sorts of things. And he said how that God from John 14 spoke to him. God spoke to him. And the presence of God came in his room. And he says he never had a visitation or anything like it before in all his life. This is a man close to 60 years of age. And the presence of the Lord came in. And God spoke to him from his word.
Amen.
I tell you, that's the way we want God to speak to us. Not some figment of somebody's imagination, but the very word of God.
Amen.
It's not my will that thou should be taken out of this world, but that thou should remain and be a witness for me. Was not some message from God,
right,
and he's living and well today.
Amen. Right.
That thou should remain.
Right.
Not remain to do your own thing, but a witness for me.
Amen.
We're here as the Lord's servants.
Right.
Witness for the Lord. Oh, the depths, it is all we can say as we look on the marvel of this stoop of the divine love of God. Notice also when we look from a distance on the marvel, what a miracle is before us here. Our Lord was incarnate in a body which was truly a human body, but yet in some wondrous, marvelous way, dwelling within that body was supreme deity. There's no way to explain it. I've heard people say of other men that God was in them the same way he was in Jesus. That's Antichrist teaching.
Yeah, I said.
Don't accept that for a moment.
Amen.
you, there's no other man can make that claim. And you tell me I know a man, then could he save you? I want to tell you that Jesus is absolutely unique.
Amen.
Because he was born without sin.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? Jesus was born without sin. It's the mystery of the virgin birth. The Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. She conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God says that holy thing which is born of thee, the child Jesus, the Lord Christ, that means anointed Messiah. None other like him. And I want you to know something about the Lord Jesus, which is unique. Death had no claim
Amen.
On the Lord. Are you hearing me this morning?
Hallelujah.
Death has a claim on every person.
Right.
Every single person that's born of a woman, death has a claim on.
Right.
But not on the Lord.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ was born without sin.
Glory.
Therefore, because death had no claim on him, he willingly, of his own free will, stepped into death for me and you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He took on death. And he conquered death. And he conquered hell.
Amen.
And he conquered the grave.
Amen.
That's our Savior.
Glory.
That's God with us.
Amen.
Praise God. Now my time's gone. I'm not going to go on. I'd love to. I could preach for 2 hours here this morning, and I'm not joking about that. But I want you to have communion. Praise God. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians. Praise God. Sometimes little's more, isn't it? You enjoy the Word of God. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament, and my blood, this do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of this bread and drink of this cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many asleep, which means dead. For if we should judge ourselves, we should be judged of the Lord. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Amen.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another.
Amen.
Praise God. If you're saved, baptized in true Christian baptism, mm-hmm. you can come to communion.
Amen.
You can take the communion of the Lord. I'm going to ask the deacons to come, and I want every eye closed, every head bowed, and brothers come. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these evidence this morning. Thank you for this bread that represents your body, which was broken for us. You are truly the bread that cometh down from heaven. We thank you for this wine that speaks of your precious blood.
Amen.
Lord, if you said, do this in remembrance of me, as often as you drink it,
thank
you do show the Lord's death
Hallelujah.
Till he come. Lord, we're looking for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, bless this bread and these wines, these emblems, bless your people. Bless the remainder of the service this morning. Sanctify it to us.
Amen.
And we bless you for your salvation. We thank you
Hallelujah.
That it is truly God with us.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, precious Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Gary to come and sing that. Now listen, while we're singing it, if anyone wants prayer, I don't want to miss this opportunity. Whether you're sick, you're suffering, and you want prayer, and I'm going to ask our brother's away, but Brother Ian to come up here, and I want him to pray, and our brother Samuel, come your head too, Samuel and Ian to come, and our brother sings that. Lay hands, anybody that wants prayer, that whether you're sick or suffering or anything, just let's take this opportunity. We won't be long. Then we're going to go as a brother sings this. Many appreciates the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. And brother leads us. You come ahead that want prayer. Come ahead.
Real joy, wonderful joy. When Jesus come into your heart.